We hope you enjoy this message recorded at C3 Church, Christchurch.
And so tonight we're continuing our series of Oh, What a Savior! What a Savior! We're talking about Jesus there, guys. An amazing Savior. And this is the whole season of Christmas. It's celebrating our King coming into the world. And part of the karakia I said at the very start comes from the passage where the angels declare, they come upon the shepherds and they declare, they say, all honor and glory to God. Like the in excelsis Deo thing we said that apparently was Latin. I thought it was Spanish. I was like, hey, babe, I think that's Spanish. Honor and glory to God. Peace upon the land and goodwill to all mankind. Because something great has come into the world. Something transforming is coming into the world. And it's more than just a one-time thing. It's continual and it's forever. E aki. Keeps going. This is a kingdom breaking out in Jesus Christ. There's a kingdom breaking out. It's a kingdom of life. Not of death. A kingdom of grace, not of judgment. A kingdom of his eternal love in Christ Jesus. So I'm kind of following along from what's been talked about. So I think it's really hard to remember back 3 weeks. But if I recall correctly, Pastor Steve brought an incredible message on the coming in of Jesus. Is that right? The birth of Christ? Yeah, it's hard. I remember last week, oh my goodness, last week Jesse got me saved afresh, right? Who was here for Jesus preaching? That was insane. I was like, oh my goodness, Jesus, I'm sorry. Like, I need to sell everything I have and buy that gym in a field. And anyway, that was amazing. Oh my goodness. I actually like, oh wow, that was an amazing message about being found in Christ. And about the counting the cost. Well, it wasn't really about counting the cost so much, but about giving everything you have in being found in Christ, to be found in his will and his kingdom, and about buying a field. Because it had something precious in it, which represents being found in Christ, which is awesome. And tonight I just want to touch on and sort of lead us through the next idea that we're going into, which was what we're actually called into. So we're found in Christ, and we're now, like, that's amazing. That's such a big part of the gospel, is that we're actually in Christ now. And so that the old is gone and the new is here, and we're standing afresh in Christ. And that opens up so much potential, so many possibilities. That's a game changer to be found in Christ. And for those of us who have been found in Christ and find ourselves in Christ, we get that it actually changes your life. It transforms you. It's a game changer. And here's the amazing thing. Now that we are found in Christ, it means that the whole world around us can begin to change, because Christ is a world changer. Christ is a world changer. If we go back to Luke chapter 2, where the angels declare the gospel to the shepherds, and they say, peace upon the land and goodwill to all of mankind. This is a reality breaking in to our world that says at once, we were kind of put at a curse to the land because of our sin and creation, because of our sin when God created a garden that was good. Hey, get this, in the very beginning, if we look back at the theme of being found in Christ, if we look way back in the beginning in creation, God created a garden. He created us something to do in that garden, didn't he? To look after it, to steward it, to fill it with babies. To be a steward of his creation. And it didn't take long for us to really stuff that up. And in Genesis chapter 3, I think we've got the scripture coming up, we see what happens is we make a massive mistake. And we fall away from it. We try and do it in our own sort of ways. We try and do it in our own strength. And then God says to Adam, because Adam was given the job with his wife Eve to look after the earth and to be a blessing to the earth and be blessed by the earth. And he says, because you have heeded the voice of your wife and you have eaten from the tree which I commanded you, saying, you shall not eat of this. Cursed is the ground for your sake, and toil you shall eat of it all the days of your life. But thorns, both thorns and thistles, it shall bring forth for you, and you shall eat of the herb of the field. So get this. While we were at first meant to do some really cool mahi, looking after the garden, looking after the earth, we really made a big mistake. And God didn't actually say, you're cursed now. He says the land's now cursed, which is kind of weird, eh? But what it meant was now your mahi, now the work that you're going to do is actually going to be really hard. Because of your sin, everything you do is actually going to be by the sweat of your brow you will eat. It means your mahi now, your work, the way you live your life, it's actually going to be tough. It's going to be really hard. And so what I love in what the angels are doing in declaring peace upon the earth, goodwill to mankind, we're actually seeing in Jesus Christ, this is being undone. This curse that came in because of our sin is now being broken. And now you don't actually have to find your work sucks. You don't. Like you might say, I work for McDonald's. It's like slave labor. It's so average. You know, my work sucks. And I would challenge you to say that even in the Bible, it talks about slaves. You might feel like a slave if you work for certain places. I don't know, but it's probably not that bad, I'm sure. Anyone here work for McDonald's? Good, I can roll with that example. Look, even in the Bible, it says now that you're in Christ, work as though you're working for Christ, even if you're a slave. Even if you're a slave. And so what we see is something terrible happened. The earth got cursed. Our work became really hard. But part of the gospel is everything now within your life, everything that you put your hand to, all of the work that you do, whether it's actually simply being a mechanic or working at Pack and Save, working at McDonald's on the making the burgers, or working at a fish and chip shop, whether you're a lawyer or a doctor, you're actually going to find that your work and what you now put your hand to can be blessed. Because God actually called us to work and for it to be a blessing to us. He called us to mahi. If we go to Colossians chapter 1, for this reason, we also, since the day that we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of His will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing Him, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. You see, it was always a thread throughout Scripture that people be doing some sort of good work or doing work and sometimes the work got really hard and it didn't feel that good. If you look through the Scriptures, you'll see that the work that the Israelites had to do was really hard work. But God's continually calling us to good work. Now, there was once upon a time where I thought that the job that I did was simply just a job that I did to make money so that I could use my money to glorify God so I could tithe it and be generous and stuff like that. But the job wasn't really that important. And that was a really bad mindset. Because in everything that I do, God's called me to do awesome work, to do what He calls good work. And so whether I find myself being simply a diesel mechanic or a youth pastor, that's actually the work He's called me to. And we sometimes marginalize ourselves because we're not doing spiritual work. And I tell you what, I want to tonight tell you that whatever you're doing, you're actually called to it, and you can do it as worship. And it doesn't have to suck. It doesn't have to. The other day I was working on a vehicle, a van, and it was like, sometimes because I'm a mechanic by trade, but I'm a man of the cloth now. I'm, you know, youth pastor, it's not really a man of the cloth. I don't really know what that means. I think it's about being a priest or something, eh? But anyway, I was working on a van, just as sort of a side thing. And sometimes it's like, it's a hot day, and you feel like, oh, this sucks. I don't want to do this. This is getting real draining. And then I got reminded of this. That the work I'm doing can be blessed because of Jesus. That although I'm simply working on an old van, this could be part of worship. This is part of what I'm called to. As simply being in Christ now, and everything that I do, whether I'm smacking a hammer on wood, or turning a spanner, or digging a hole, using a lollipop sign, hashtag road working for the win, you're actually in blessed work. You're actually in blessed work because God came not to just sort of say, hey, guys, you're going to be awesome. You can now find yourself in Christ so that you can, you know, live, get through this life, and it's going to be tough, but you'll get through this life so you can go to be with Him in heaven. That's actually not right thinking. because the kingdom of God is breaking out into the earth. His peace has been declared to the earth in the coming of Jesus Christ. His gospel is not just for us, but all of creation. And in everything we do, we can be assisting in that. We can be assisting in society. So, like, I mean, if you've got a really bad job that's actually not assisting in being a good steward of creation, of society, then maybe that's a bit awkward and you should readdress that and say, actually, Jesus, I want to surrender that to you. But just generally speaking, like, in everything that you do, you're a really important part of society. You're a really important part of the earth. You're a really important part of what's going on, not just when you come into church on a Sunday, but in everything you do, because you are a representative of the gospel. You're an ambassador of Christ, and you're found in him not just on Sundays. You're found in him when you're in the workplace, which is actually where you spend most of your time. So, back to Colossians. That you may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing him, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God. Strengthened with the will of with all might, according to his glorious power, for all patience and long suffering with joy. Giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light. He has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of his love, in whom we have redemption through the blood, through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. So that's been done. We have now been redeemed. But if we could go back to verse 13, please, Georgia. We have now been redeemed, and he has delivered us. He has delivered us from the power of darkness, from the power of darkness. When we sinned, and when I say when we sinned, when humanity stuffed up, Garden of Eden vibes, and when we were like, Spirit God, we're going to do it our way, we're going to eat the fruit because we want to be like you, that's, you know, that's our mahi sort of thing, and we really like, we brought curse into the earth, we brought curse into the world, and that sort of brought this whole sort of kingdom that wasn't actually where God was the king. It sort of, we were dethroning God, and he's always going to be the boss, but he's sort of like, he gave us a lot of authority there. But he's delivering us from that power. He's delivering us from the curse. He's delivered us from darkness. And he's conveyed us. He's moved us from one place. And he's put us into the kingdom of the Son of his love. He's transferred us from here into here so that every day we're living out of a new place. You might be still doing the same job you were doing before you got saved. You might still be digging holes, doing roadworks. You might be still flipping burgers at the local fish and chip shop. I mean, there's probably, people are probably lawyers here and doctors and stuff. Hey, we're at South City C3. You guys probably do all high class stuff, right? So you're probably lawyers and doctors. Yeah, we'll just go with that. You could have been a lawyer and doctor before you came to Christ. But now that you're in Christ, you can still be a lawyer and doctor, but now you're under a new authority. You're no longer working, you're no longer going to work under the power of darkness, but you're now in the kingdom of the Son of his love. And let me tell you this, the kingdom is breaking out into the earth because of Jesus Christ. Because of the glorious gospel, the kingdom is breaking out into the world. And he's not saving us so that we can fly away and be angels in heaven. He's saving us because he's bringing heaven to earth. He's bringing heaven to earth. And guess what? We are part of the kingdom. We are part of the kingdom. Jesus said, when you pray, say, Lord, let your kingdom come, let your will be done. In the same way it's done in heaven, it'll be done on earth. In the same way, where you have all rule, where you have all authority, where you have all power, where you are undoing and breaking the power of the curse, when you're removing our sin and forgiving us and letting us walk in a new power for simply extraordinary everyday living. Now, one more thing as well that I used to think that I was at the, I used to work at Diesel Services, a radical diesel workshop back in the day before God saved me to be a man of the cloth. And when I started sort of going back to church and I got transferred from the kingdom of the power of darkness and into the conveyed into the kingdom of the Son of his love, I was like, okay, now the work I'm doing is not super important. I don't really care about these, you know, these motors and stuff I'm working on, but I get to tell people about Jesus. Now that's the important work. Now, telling people about Jesus is really important. But telling people about Jesus and then doing a crap job That doesn't cut it. When you start sort of being a, be an evangelist in your workplace, absolutely, but do a great job first. Be a great worker, because out of that place, evangelism will naturally come. I'm working with a lady from Eastside who comes out and helps us in Aranui with the kids and with youth, and she's an amazing woman. And she's told me that she's been promoted to a place of management. And she was like, I'm trying really hard to tell the workers about Jesus, and she works for a cleaning company, and she was like, but they really don't like me because I'm actually knuckling down on, they don't take free toilet paper now. Yo, boots and kits. Okay, so this lady, Rachel, an amazing elderly woman who's now been promoted to be a manager of this, they clean places. And the workers used to help themselves to the cleaning products. They take home wharepaku paper, they take home sprays, they take home that jiff, they take home whatever they wanted because they were like, oh, they've got so much of it, we can take some. And Rachel's like, well, I've come in and I've said, guys, when you clock in, that's when you get paid from. When you leave, that's when you get paid too. And you can't help yourself and steal the cleaning supplies. And that she said that she's faced all sorts of problems from the workers and complaints that they're kicking up a fuss. And they know she's a Christian. And she's like, and now it's hard to tell them about Jesus. I'm like, no, look, you being a faithful worker, you being a good steward, you being honest is a great witness. Because all of these things God is honest, God is faithful. God doesn't rip people off. He's not trying to steal wharepaku paper, you know. He's not like, I'm not paying pack and save for my toilet paper, I want to take it from work. Like, that ain't right, as small as it is. And I'm like, this lady is bringing the kingdom of God, because that's actually like, as simple as it is, in her work, as mundane as it might seem to her, she is being a faithful steward. And she's now being honest and reliable, and she's holding people to account, which is actually important. And I'm like, dude, you're doing awesome, that is so cool. That is such a cool witness. And so, your work in your workplace, it doesn't have to be about you simply turning up and saying, okay, if I can pray for one person, then that's good. If I can tell someone about Jesus, I can drop that track into their suitcase or something like that. I don't know. Whatever you're doing. But first and foremost, the good work he's called you to is simply that, everyday living that is good, now blessed. Because you've been conveyed from one place into another. And he has called you to good work. To walk faithfully in him, trusting in him to lead you and to guide you in an extraordinary living. It's not mundane, it's not boring. It's not simply being a manager, it's not simply being a lawyer, it's not simply flipping burgers at Burger King or whatever. You're doing that as worship, and you're doing that reflecting God and his faithfulness, his honesty, his hardworkingness. Is like, he's no quitter. And as mundane as that might seem to you, you can trust that God can actually bless that. You're moving into a blessed place. Your work, as hard as it sometimes might be, you can now start to declare over it, like, I'm like, this work can be blessed. This work is now blessed because I'm in Christ. I'm now doing everything just normal and cool, and you might be being a parent, you might be being a kid, you might be reading books, you might be going to school, guys. Oi, children. Lucy, Sasha, Wes. You guys might be going to school, and that's your worship. You're going to school, and you're doing that faithfully as good stewards and learning good. Sasha's like reading massive books with like 900 pages. What's that about? She's just like a small child doing that. That's crazy talk. But simply being faithful with where God has placed you is profound. Simply being faithful with where God has placed you and trusting in the power of the gospel to be outworking through you. See, that's where he's called you to. Don't feel like you're failing if you're not telling people about Jesus every day. Like, that opportunity will come as you're a faithful steward. Because that's going to naturally happen, man. You're in the kingdom of the Son of his love. Like, that's going to happen. But you can go into your workplace now and say, hey, this is a blessed workplace. Because peace has been declared over the whole earth. So whether I'm in an office cubicle, or I'm out digging a hole, whether I'm, sweeping or vacuuming, whether I'm being a mother or a father, whether I'm at school,
God's kingdom is breaking out around me. And you're in a blessed place. And so when you go into your workplace, pray as Jesus taught you to pray. Our Father in heaven, Lord, be glorified. All honor and glory to you. Hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your kingdom's breaking out because I'm now in Christ. But your kingdom come, Lord. Right here in this office. Right here in this wharepaku that I'm cleaning. I don't know. Right here in the field where I'm digging. Right here on the road where I'm using a lollipop. Right here in McDonald's where I'm working. Right here in the class where I'm learning. Lord, your kingdom's coming. Your kingdom's breaking out and this work doesn't have to suck anymore. Because God's kingdom is breaking out and he's called us to be faithful in our good work. And his kingdom is coming in the same way it's being done in heaven, it's going to be done on earth. And you get to pray that in. You get to be part of living that in. Because you've now been conveyed out of the old world into the new, and it's happening all around us. You're part of it. So don't wait for Sunday to be spiritual. Don't wait for Sunday to be spiritual. In your everyday work, in your everyday learning, in your everyday faithfulness, God is glorified. And it's important that you do a good job because he's called you to good work. Some days will be tough, I'm sure. But the kingdom's coming. And it's always going to get better. And you can start to declare over your work his goodness, his faithfulness. That no longer now do I work by the sweat of my brow because the land has been cursed, but I now work out of a place of the kingdom of God breaking out all around me. Peace is now declared upon the earth. Goodwill to all people. Oh, what a Savior. He's redeeming all of creation so that we, in everything we do, we can worship him. Now, when the kingdom's fully here, it's going to be awesome. It's going to be this crazy place where we, like, I don't know, the lion feeds with the lamb and snakes won't bite you and stuff like that. And that's going to be cool. It's going to be a really cool place. But right now, we're living in a tension, but it's breaking out. And every day in what you do, you can believe it and you can declare it. It's breaking out.
We hope you enjoyed this week's message. To learn more about our church, visit c3chch.org.